Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Stephanie, and happy birthday to you. And, you know, really, you deserve every piece of happiness that you could possibly attain.
Thank you. I do not misuse doctors and scientific facts, so I will not draw you into this. However, let's talk about, I did get a negative COVID test for my birthday because I just did a, you know, trip to Chicago for Sexy Liberal. But can I just say, being that you are Dr. Doom, this is one of the doomiest I've read from a medical, I can't remember which article this was from. Hold on, I'll find it. They're saying it no longer is BA5 replacing BA2 replacing BA1. The next wave involves multiple highly immune escaping variants circulating at the same time. Oh, dear God. Dear God. They're saying in the U.S. there's certain variants that are all increasing. What's your take on this and the new vaccines? I just got the new, you know, we all just got the new Omicron.
So this is long predicted. Many, many people in the field who study virology and public health have known that this situation is going to be producing multiple variants over time. There's absolutely no reason to expect that there's going to be a final variant, and makes you think that we're going to be with this for quite some time. However, the good news, there is good news here, is that people are working on a vaccine capable of dealing with all possible variants, a universal vaccine that laboratories, including the U.S. Army's research labs and others, are going to eventually produce a universal vaccine that should take care of many of these new variants. The problem is that the laboratory for the development of new variants is everywhere. It's from the people the people who are not vaccinated become training grounds for new variants to arise because they're able to mutate. If you didn't have the, if you weren't infected and you weren't carrying the virus, and we were doing this by the millions of people who refuse to get vaccinated here and around the world, we're just, you know, it's just nonstop manufacturing and allowing the virus to replicate itself in ways that are different from the original form. Basically, and mutating.
Doc, I
basically
thought
causing variants.
I thought I had heard the Omicron booster that we all just took, the bivalent. I thought that that was going to cover, they thought, more variants than just Omicron. Is what do you
That's
think
right.
the level of protection is?
It is supposed to. It is theoretically supposed to cover the ones that we already know about, including the original strain and the new BA4, BA5, and so on, which is now obviously the very, very dominant form that we see out there. The problem is, the challenge is that we don't know where this is going, and hopefully we'll get cross coverage with the bivalent and whatever else is coming down the pike in the near term, hopefully. But we'll see, you know, it's like they keep saying, and including President Biden, unfortunately, said the thing is over, the pandemic is over. But, you know, is it really over when we're having 400 or 500 deaths per day? And by the way, the uptake of the new bivalent vaccine is extremely limited.
Yeah.
Only a few percentage of Americans have actually gotten the variant. And the new bivalent vaccine. And, you know, it's a problem.
Get boosted, please. I guess we say it every week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But, you know, I mean, my friends all want to take me out for my birthday this weekend. One of them is recovering from bypass surgery. So my girlfriend has asthma. You know, like we're all still worried about people and going, well, we'd have to go to an outdoor restaurant. Even that feels scary. I mean, it does seem unbelievable. We're still dealing with this 3 years later, right?
It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable on the one hand and believable on the other hand. Look, you know, we sometimes kid ourselves that we have more control over nature, over the issues that are developing in the world. And by the way, this also applies to the storms that we're seeing. Hurricane Ian in Florida is a nightmare, and with lots and lots of consequences that we're now going to be facing from. We think, well, oh, we have this under control. Certainly modern science can figure out how to manage climate change and reduce the frequency and intensity of storms. It's not happening. Certainly science can control the development of variants with vaccines. That's not happening either, exactly. We're making progress.
Yeah.
But we don't have a definitive way of preventing or curing a lot of these issues we're confronting in the 21st century, unfortunately.
And Doc, it just reinforces how important these midterm elections are, because it's not two different sides with two different opinions. As you say, unfortunately, there's one whole party in this country that is anti-science, anti-facts, that we can't agree on climate change, on vaccines, on things that are, as you know, scientific facts. So that's what's just must be. I know you're the founder of the Center for Disaster Preparedness, and when you see the frequency and ferocity of storms like Ian and all of the, you know, what we deal with from that, the fact that we can't seem to come to some consensus is disturbing.
Well, all you have to know, really, is this one fact from a recent poll. 61% of registered Republicans believe the freaking election was stolen. Yeah. 61% of a major political party think that the election was actually won by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know, if you start from there and say, well, what else do they believe? And, you know, you get a glimpse at the how far away from reality our country is drifting. And I don't know what's going to happen, except that the Republicans stupidly supported this insane set of laws and state abilities to control how women take care of themselves and their bodies, driven by the Supreme Court decision. And hopefully that'll backfire on them, because it's infuriating so many people, men and women. And maybe they'll, maybe we'll see some changes. And by the way, a few days ago, I was out in Ohio campaigning with Tim Ryan, running against J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
And I was there with Paul Simon. And, you know, it was incredible, the enthusiasm with which he's greeted, and deservedly so.
Yep.
We have stupidity and ignorance on the one side, and you have an incredible progressive, he's actually a moderate, but a progressive candidate who would be exactly the kind of guy we want in the Senate.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. You're not optimistic. What are you?
I am. Curves? Oh, my God. I think we're going to have a blue tsunami. But one more quick one, just again on COVID. I don't know if you saw this study, an 80% reduction in per capita COVID death in countries that had mask policies. It's stuff like that, that, you know, just...
It's just like that. And then you have people say, I don't believe it. I don't care. I know somebody who got a vaccine and, got heart disease from the vaccine. So I don't care what the studies show. Yeah. I don't even know exactly why that guy got heart disease, but he got it and he had a vaccine, so they're probably related. It's, you know, this anti-science.
Yep.
And I think the schools have done not a great job in making sure that everybody leaves high school with a rudimentary understanding of science. Not every detail, but the process for when we say we know something or we don't know something, which is distinguished by, do we have information? Do we have data to drive our opinions? And if we don't need data, and we don't think we need data and information, then we can make up whatever we want and go by our quote-unquote gut feelings.
Yeah.
A bad situation.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And the other subject you're passionate about and have been over there putting your money where your mouth is Ukraine and helping the kids of Ukraine. You tweeted, absolutely impossible to think of a feasible good outcome in Ukraine, even if no nuclear catastrophe actually happens. The damage Putin has caused to Ukraine's society and its children in Europe is unfathomable. And meanwhile, here we have another party here. Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump, you know, Republicans actively rooting for Putin, actively spreading conspiracy theories that Biden blew up the pipeline. You know, I mean, it really is extraordinary to me. You know,
no, listen, you know, you keep shaking your head in disbelief at what is being promulgated by these people. It's stupid and it's dangerous. And in some ways, it's actually intentional. I don't think Tucker Carlson has a low IQ like I think Trump does. I just think he and, these other guys in the Congress are pushing forward an idea for political power and strength. They're looking for autocracy. They're somehow have tired of the American democracy.
They're actively cheering. They're actively cheering the fascists winning in, you know, Italy. You know, yeah. Mussolini
oh, yeah.
light. I mean, it's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Totally aggravated now.
Sorry. Let me just aggravate you further. You retweeted someone who said he only ever had grifted monies he stole from others, be it donations to bogus fundraisers or his defrauded bank loans or bogus business ventures. His entire life has been one lowly grift, period. And you just said how a pure grifter became POTUS may be the greatest story in the history of American politics. And the carnage that he's left behind and continues to create.
It's really remarkable. You keep saying this can't have happened, which of course it did happen. And trying to figure out how are we going to recover from this? Will we recover from this? I don't know what to say. All I can tell you is that I'm looking at my grandchildren, and everybody's grandchildren. They're filled with promise and hope, and that hope is being smothered by stupidity. And take us in a direction that people, 15, 20 years ago never would have believed could have been possible. Remember we actually had a time in recent American history where Democrats and Republicans worked together,
yeah.
where there was some respect for truth.
Yep.
And truth, they at least not always correctly, but they tried to have truth drive public policy.
Yeah.
And that is bye-bye. And how we're going to recover that, I don't know, except the midterms are our hope right now.
Yeah. Well, I believe children are the future, particularly the grand dooms, because they have the best.
The grand dooms. Yeah. Yeah. They're quite adorable.
They really
I must
are.
Say.
Okay. And frequently interrupt MSNBC hits, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, Dr. Doom. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
There
bye,
he goes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Dr. Irwin Redlener, confirming my medical age of 41.
Did he?
No, not really.
But he's still on camera.
By inference.
He's laughing right now on camera.
You need to hang up.